shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. on your bedroom eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want.
Oh,
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app. And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Just died in your arms tonight. must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
'90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close on November 5th. I'm James Kelly. Count on us on air on WCFW, on the web at WCFW.fm, and always on the Civic Media app.
CFW.
Tired.
It's not the future that I can see. It's just my fantasy.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Somebody.
Valley's fun music. 105.7
CFW.
And you can dance.
Took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the in my heart right above. Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
Chippewa Valley weekends never sounded so good.
80s, 90s, and more.
All weekend long. 105.7 CFW.
Mother, that I ought to stick to another man.
Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. During the politics season, while I do listen to all the words that folks say, I prefer to crunch the numbers behind all their fancy speeches. And the number I'm thinking about today is $7.5 trillion. That is a moderate estimate by the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget of what conservatives' plans will add to the national debt. This includes continuing tax cuts for the wealthiest people and lowering the tax rate for some corporations, and it is a lot of money. And, you know, money's going to have to come from somewhere. We can't afford anything that might create cuts to Social Security or Medicare. Seniors who've paid into Social Security are counting on that money for retirement. I don't want us risking Social Security by adding $7.5 trillion to the national debt. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. More than half of the members of a committee studying the future of the universities of Wisconsin system have recommended that UW-Madison be separated. The Madison campus of the system is by far the largest and most high profile, and 13 of the 18 members of the committee say separating it would help it compete on a national level. UW system officials and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers have pushed back on the potential future for the school, saying they prefer to solve problems within the system and that the system is working fine. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance have announced nearly $500,000 in funding to expand reproductive and maternal health care coverage. According to a press release, Wisconsin is one of 14 states to receive the funding through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Expanding Access to Women's Health Grant Program. The OCI will use the funding to conduct a consumer survey, evaluate compliance with contraceptive coverage mandates, and promote access to the services. Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials say bridge work on Highway 93 in Eau Claire will finally be wrapping up. According to the DOT, work on the bridge over I-94 is scheduled to end the week of November 4th. The over $1 million project has been in progress since July, seeing the replacement of the bridge deck, sidewalks, and bridge joints. One lane of traffic in each direction remained open over the bridge, but the entrance ramp to westbound I-94 was temporarily closed. The bridge was showing signs of deterioration. A St. Paul man accused of helping to hide four corpses at a Dunn County farm has been convicted after a three-day trial. On Wednesday, a jury found Darren Osborne guilty on four counts of being party to hiding a corpse in a cornfield north of Wheeler. Four victims were shot and killed by Osborne's son, Antoine Suggs, who asked Osborne to help him move the bodies from Minnesota to Wisconsin. Suggs is currently serving a 101-year prison sentence for the murders, and Osborne is facing up to 50 years in prison when sentenced in December. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Lows in the low 40s tonight, some rain after midnight. Rain is likely on Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 53. Rain and thunder for Sunday night. Temperatures around 50 degrees. Rain again Monday.
Currently 42 degrees.
CFW.
I say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander, Irish sailor.
Let me love you together. Can't you let the others be? Cause with you is where I got to be. Yeah. Oh, sugar, where you been? Hanging out with male friends. Listen, somebody's gonna hurt you the way you love to keep hurting me. And we'll sing, oh, oh, Sheila, let me love you till the morning comes. Sing song, oh, oh, Sheila, you know I want to be the only one. Oh, baby, understand. I want to be the only man. But it seems as though it's getting too hard, and I think I'll start to have my own fun. Oh, baby, it's plain to see that you're qualified to fulfill your needs. You think you're pulling over on me? Well, honey, baby, just you wait and see. And we'll sing, oh, oh, Sheila, let me love you till the morning comes. This one I say, oh, oh, Sheila, you know I want to be the only one for her. Baby, it's 1, 2, 3. I love you, baby, honestly. I want to dee-dee-dee-dee. I dee-dee-dee-dee. Oh, oh, Sheila. Sheila, oh, oh, Sheila, oh, Sheila, oh, baby, love me right, let me love you till the bitter end. Can't you let the others be, cause with you is where I got to be, yeah. Oh, baby, understand that I want to be the young man. You're pulling over on me. Well, honey, baby, just you wait and see. And we sing, oh.
And more.
Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
But it ain't no night. Bye, bye, bye.
105.7 CFW.
I hear them crying, high as
sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promise myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep, there's no way out. This time I have really led myself. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mysteries.